Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuihi tēnei. You're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast on this lovely Wednesday morning. I'm very excited for our next kōrero. We've got Joe and Jocelyn from We Are Loud Charitable Trust on the line. Morena, team.
Morena.
How are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm excited to talk about this. Such a cool kaupapa that you've got going on at We Are Loud. And you've got an exciting event happening this weekend to launch your status as a charity. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So exciting. Do you want to start by maybe, for those who aren't familiar, giving us a bit of an overview of what We Are Loud is?
Sure. So We Are Loud is a music school first, and I set it up about 6 years ago now as a space for music teachers and musicians to have a comfy, safe space to work and be treated fairly, and it kind of snowballed into this giant beast where we have hundreds of amazing students, and we've ended up leaning more towards working with people with neurodiversity, anyone experiencing hardship or mental health issues. And the more we do the mahi, the more we realize there is so much room and so much more scope and help that's needed. So the Charitable Trust has just kind of come out of that. And we just want to find more ways that we can help get more students lessons, and use music as an outlet.
Rawe, it's such important mahi, and Joe, you and I have worked together a little bit with Girls Rock as well, which is another space sort of in this realm, and you don't really quite realise until you step into those roles and those rooms how much of an impact it's making on the kids, eh?
Yeah, it's so interesting. Like, I know when we've worked together, I think as vocal mentors in the past, it almost feels like we're not really doing that much. And then to see the impact that a super simple music lesson to us has on someone else who hasn't experienced that type of care before is really special and very cool to see.
Yeah, I think one of the brilliant things about Joe's kaupapa especially and what we hope to do with the charity is building these safe spaces where just this magic happens organically, because actually people feel safe and comfortable to be who they truly are, and they know that they can come into that space and just express themselves how they want, and they're going to be accepted regardless how they show up, and especially if they show up with a neurodiversity or any other kind of needs, you know, that Joe and all the teachers are there to support. So it just creates this beautiful space for creativity and creation.
Rawe, and it's so true that really all you need to do is facilitate that space and the rangatahi are ready to shine, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So cool. What do you think, I mean, how are the classes and the workshops of We Are Loud catered a little bit more towards kids who are potentially coming from different backgrounds or have neurodiversity compared to that of what you might find in like a classroom setting?
I think most of the things we do feel more casual than a classroom setting. So you walk in and you can straight away make yourself a cup of tea, hang out on the couch, cover yourself in cushions and blankets if you need to, and just kind of be in a comfy space to start with. And then we offer either one-on-one lessons or small group classes. So you can kind of just cater to what feels best for each student. And then within our lessons, we don't have super strict focuses on things. So if someone shows up and just needs to write a song to vent about whatever happened in their day, they can absolutely do that. We have 6,000 songs written about unicorns right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think to add to that as well, obviously in this capacity, I'm you know, a member of the board of the charity. But in my day job, I'm an HR consultant. And so from my lens of the HR space, Jo does a really great job of instilling a culture within the teachers, which reflects this kaupapa. So the teachers are all really connected to that mission and vision of creating safe, inclusive spaces. And so that's a really core thing for actually achieving the overall aim for rangatahi, because we need the teachers to lead that kaupapa and really kind of fly the flag of inclusivity. And that really comes from Jo's leadership and the culture she brings to the team. And also adding to that as well, you know, Jo is so fantastic at looking at learning development opportunities for the team. So partnering with mental health organisations or neurodiversity organisations to upskill the teachers to support students of all different types of needs and backgrounds.
Oh, so cool. What a mean kaupapa. I want to touch on a little bit. You've got an event happening this weekend, your official charity launch party. What's the journey to establishing yourselves as a charitable trust been like?
Oh, long.
Hey, long.
Yeah. It's been many years in the making. But good, and it's so exciting to have an amazing team of people who've jumped on to my wild little train ride as well. And yeah, we just have the best group of people working on the board of the charity. And it's been amazing to see how much people care and want to really connect with what we're doing as well. We've been quite blown away by how many people want to come to the show and support what we're doing.
So cool. So the money from this launch party, will that mainly go towards facilitating classes for kids who are facing financial hardship?
Yes. Right. So all the profits from the show go straight back into the trust, so we can offer hopefully lots more scholarships next year.
So cool. Okay, if you want to get tickets for the event, by the way, it's going to be awesome. You've got Reb Fountain, Hope Town Brown, and Jenny Smith performing. And you've got Moana Maniapoto emceeing for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We are so lucky. Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. It's just going to, it's such a stellar cast. I don't know if cast is the right word, but it's just going to be such a fantastic lineup. And some of the students that are performing as well are just absolutely amazing and such great spokespeople for the kaupapa and the work we do, in terms of, you know, if you saw these students 2, 3, 4 years ago, it would be a very different person. And so that's, you know, all part of the great story that we're trying to tell here.
How cool. Okay, so people can get their tickets from MoshTix for this. You've got a couple of different tiers for depending on how people can donate and how much they want to donate. And if people know a rangatahi, a young person who this sounds like a bit of them, getting involved with We Are Loud, where might they do that?
Just go online to wearloud.co.nz and all the info is there.
Amazing. Oh, miharo. Thank you so much, Jo and Jocelyn from We Are Loud Charitable Trust, for having a kōrero with us this morning. Everyone can get tickets for their launch party happening this Sunday, the 14th of September. It's at 4 p.m, nice and early. It's all ages. It's at the Tuning Fork, and they've got an awesome lineup of stellar musicians, including Reb Fountain, Hope Town Brown, Jenny Smith, Moana Maniapoto emceeing, and a whole bunch of awesome We Are Loud students and teachers. Thank you so much, team. It's been awesome to chat.
Kia ora.
Thank you.
We're gonna listen to Nothing Like by Reb Fountain.
Thank you. like a bad dream to wake the dead. When I get out here, I'm gonna call you, say what I should have said. Nothing like longing to want to forget. A desert to fuel your thirst. You don't have to be good to know it hurts. Nothing like regret for what it's worth. Falling.